This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. President Draupadi Murmu today paid floral tributes to former President Fakhruddin Alim Ahmed at Rashtrapati Bhavan on his 3rd birth anniversary. Fakhruddin Ali Ahmed served as the 5th president of the country, holding the office from August 24, 1974 until his death on February 11, 1977. He was the first president to die in office. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has significantly reduced the size of his convoy during recent domestic visits while retaining all essential security arrangements mandated under the Special Protection Group SPG protocols. According to sources, the reduction in the number of vehicles in the Prime Minister's convoy was implemented during his recent visits to Gujarat and Assam. The move comes in line with the Prime Minister's 7 appeals to citizens to contribute towards economic resilience by reducing dependence on imported fuel and adopting environmentally sustainable alternatives amidst the West Asia crisis. Sources further added that while the convoy size was reduced, all critical security components continued to remain in place to ensure the Prime Minister's safety. Following Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal, Union Home Minister Amit Shah downsized his convoy, reducing it to less than half. The chief ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Delhi have announced measures to reduce the use of official vehicles by ministers, MLAs and public representatives. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a 50% reduction in the vehicle fleets of the CM, ministers and other officials. Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajan Lal Sharma has also emphasized the need to conserve petrol and diesel in the state. The Chief Minister has decided to reduce the number of vehicles in his own convoy and has directed ministers, public representatives and officials to exercise restraint in the use of vehicles. The newly sworn-in government led by Chief Minister Joseph Vijay has proven a majority of 144 MLAs and has won the vote of confidence today. 22 AIADMK MLAs led by Edappadi Palaniswamy have opposed it. 5 MLAs including BJP MLA and PMK remained neutral. DMK and other alliance partners did not participate in the motion and walked out of the assembly. The motion to prove majority was brought by Chief Minister in this assembly. The AIADMK led by SP Velumani supported the government. Veteran political leader and founder of the All India NR Congress, R. Rangasamy, today took oath as the Chief Minister of Puducherry for the record 5th term. Along with him, a Namas Sivayam of the BJP and Maladi Krishna Rao of All India NR Congress were also sworn in as ministers in the NDA government. Minister of State for Personal Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the 16th Pension Adalat in New Delhi. The minister chaired the Adalat for redressal of pension-related grievances. On the occasion, pensioners from all over the country participated through hybrid mode. These Adalats aim to provide on-the-spot decision for redressal of pension-related grievances, thus obviating the need to approach courts by the pensioners, saving both their time and money and providing them an effective grievance redressing machinery. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE today announced the Class 12 board examination results. Students can check their result on the official website, DigiLocker and Umang app by mentioning roll number. This year, the CBSE Class 12 exams were conducted between February 17 and April 10, 2026 for lakhs of students across science, commerce and humanities streams. The CBI team has arrived in Jaipur to probe the alleged leak of NEET examination paper and questioned around 2,000 people who were rounded up by the Special Operations Group, SOG of Rajasthan Police. Meanwhile, hundreds of people have been questioned by SOG in Sikar and nearby areas as part of the investigation. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change will organize a series of special events across the country to highlight India's achievements in big cat conservation and promote the goals of the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.